Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc., and we have a special guest that joins us, Michael.
We sure do, Newell. This is Mr. Worldwide, Harrison Crabtree, Director of the World Trade Center, New Orleans.
who now shares office space with Michael Heck and wonders why.
Oh, yeah, I can see him actually from here. Yeah. Looking good, Harrison.
So, Harrison, welcome to the show. You recently held a conference focused on trade and the logistics industry, which you guys always have your finger on the pulse of. How did that go?
Yeah, thanks, Newell. Thanks for having me. It's always great to be on. So a couple weeks ago, we hosted the third annual Louisiana International Trade Conference, which is our signature event as the World Trade Center, really looking at the entire trade ecosystem. So not just rivers or ports, but what is that whole ecosystem that goes into supporting trade? And this year, we really wanted to look at what is the future of trade? What do we need to be doing? How do our businesses need to be positioning themselves to capture this next wave and all of these trends that are happening in trade? And so we had really great panels looking at everything from what is the next decade of energy in Louisiana look like to what is the current state of trade and what are those kind of technical tariffs and trade barriers that our businesses need to be aware of. And the kind of keynote panel that I think really was an exciting panel is we had all five of the deep draft Mississippi River reports on a single panel. To our knowledge, and this was the first time that all five of these ports have ever been on the same panel. And so really it was great to hear from different voices from across the industry talk about what are those opportunities for our businesses to capture and help grow the economy here in Louisiana.
So what did y'all glean from this? I mean, it's a pretty volatile time right now, right? I mean, you have tariffs on the one side, you've got shipbuilding challenges on another side of this, major bodies of transportation of water, for example, that are in the middle of war zones. I mean, it's an interesting set of circumstances.
Yeah, it's certainly an exciting time in trade, but I think one of the biggest takeaways for me is the opportunities in trade, and there are many opportunities. You know, you mentioned some of the dissatisfiers and some of the challenges, but it was interesting to hear some of the optimism in the room. If we look at the energy sector, I know you and Michael have talked about it extensively on previous shows, but with over $60 billion of energy investments right now in Louisiana, we've got the largest LNG project in the world just 30 minutes south of New Orleans. And so there are those opportunities. I also think, you know, when it comes to some of these tariffs that we're seeing, Louisiana is actually better positioned than a lot of states because we have such diverse trade lanes, both in Asia, South America, Europe. It's insulating us a little bit better than some of these other states. And so there are opportunities, despite what we hear about ad nauseum. I think there are opportunities, and it was good to hear that from industry leaders as well.
Obviously, you have been visiting, along with Michael and others, folks in D.C. What are they saying about some of this? And you know, it seems as though the tariffs and the approach by the Trump administration has really been dual purpose, twofold. One, trade policy, but also a lot of foreign policy elements embedded in that. And just kind of curious whether or not that causes you concern.
Yeah, so we were actually in D.C. last week. We do a fly-in with the board of directors from the World Trade Center. So Michael and I were up there last week and had some really great and candid conversations with our delegation members and their staff as well. And it's, again, as I mentioned, it's an interesting time in trade. And usually the tariffs suck up a lot of oxygen in the room and nationally, and that's what everybody wants to talk about. But it was also an important time for us to talk about the other opportunities in trade or the other roads roadblocks that we're seeing in trade. And we're lucky in Louisiana. We have a very responsive delegation, a very supportive delegation, understanding how important things like the Mississippi River are. And so for us to be able to talk about not just tariffs and trade, but talk about aids to navigation along the Mississippi River and dredging along the Mississippi River to ensure that ships are able to get into Louisiana, talking about things like the Ships Act, which is a huge opportunity for Louisiana to increase domestic shipbuilding capabilities. And so being able to talk about that whole ecosystem with them is important. And, you know, just before I got on this call, I saw we announced a trade deal with Vietnam. And so it's going to be an interesting time over the next few weeks. I think April 9th is the day we're all watching very closely, because that's when these reciprocal tariffs are scheduled to go back into place. So watching that very closely, I think we're going to start to see now that the big, beautiful bill has gotten kind of through the legislative process. I think we're going to see over the next few days a number of trade deals being announced. And so for us, it's an exciting time to be able to meet with our delegation, not just to talk about the importance of you know, trade in Louisiana, but talk about what are those you know, problems that we need to address right away. And to be able to have the Speaker of the House, the majority leader, is an invaluable opportunity for Louisiana.
Harrison, is there a country that's out there that we have not achieved a trade deal with yet that is like top of mind for you?
There's a lot. You know, I think Europe is an interesting market for us, especially from a foreign direct investment standpoint. We see a lot of projects coming from those regions. And so when we talk about them, it's not necessarily the tariffs that they're concerned about. It's more that uncertainty. So would love to see, especially with the European Union, a trade deal, and hopeful that we have one by the 9th. You know, we increasingly see a lot more trade lanes from Central and South America. I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to capture some of that. And, you know, as I alluded to earlier, some of the shifting dynamics of trade, we see a lot of that, you know, kind of coming closer to the United States in that Central and South America region. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for Louisiana to capture those trade flows.
So looking ahead for the rest of this year, what are you guys, what will y'all be working on, and what excites you the most?
Yeah, so we're going to be working on a lot of things here at the World Trade Center and GNO Inc. in that trade ecosystem. I know one of our biggest priorities is Louisiana International Terminal. I know, again, you and Michael have talked about this quite extensively, but this is a generational investment for Louisiana. It's our opportunity to once again plant our flag in the ground as a global leader in supply chain and logistics. But this project's also important for the rest of the United States. If you think about all of the companies up in the Midwest that are exporting their products out of Louisiana, this is a huge opportunity for them as well. So really working hand in hand with Michael and the GNO Inc. team to support this project, you know, and hopefully get this groundbreaking by the end of the year. This is going to be a huge priority for us.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on having a very successful conference yet again, the most recent LIT conference, the third, I think you said it was. And I know when y'all first kicked it off, it was a big, big deal. And having all of the panelists from all the different ports together, hopefully that's an indication of things to come with greater cooperation amongst those.
Absolutely.
Those facilities for sure, because their strength in numbers, no doubt about that. And keep up the great work, and have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, Newell. You too.
All righty. We'll be right back with Michael Heck and his final thoughts when we return. Stay with us, folks.